Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Winning the Game podcast. Willem Hast here, sharing insights and perspectives that help leaders lead and live from their highest power. Focus. Where do you put your focus? I really want to speak about this today because where you put your focus, what you give your attention to, has a huge impact for not only what you do and take action on, but what you start to experience as ideas, as thoughts, as clarity or lack of clarity in your world. Recently, I met up with a good friend and a customer, both in a lovely mix. We went on a long, long walk and we talked about some issues and things he was dealing with at his work. And I asked questions and I asked questions and I asked questions and I asked questions. And I was focusing on one thing only. Where are you now? What are the facts of where you are? And we talked a lot about that. Then we talked about the feelings. How do you feel about where you are? What's been your focus that led you to the place where you are right now? And the place it was now was both good, filled with opportunity, but there was also some clear issues that needed to get resolved. Interpersonal issues, resource issues. And when I have these conversations, or I listen to other people having the conversations, that's a good and cool place to start. It's really the only place to start, getting present to where am I? And not present to the drama of the situation, but separate where am I factually? Where am I in my feelings about this? What's been the focus or mindset, or what have I given my attention to such that these are the results in the current reality? You need to be real with the facts. You need to be raw and open with your feelings. And you need to be relevant in looking for a focus that led you to this point, and you need to speak about the results, obviously. Now, here we often go wrong and we go, okay, how can we move out of this situation? What's the next thing we can do to correct this? That doesn't work. If you look from the present going forward into the next steps, you end up dragging all of the past with you into the future. A much better question to ask is to stop the focus on the current moment and to shift focus to the future and ask yourself, well, what do I want? Where do I want to be? Here's where I am. Now, where do I want to be? What would be the facts of a situation in the future where I am, where I want to be, and how would that feel? And we flipped to that, my friend and I, when we talked. And he at first didn't say much, but then he started to see more and actually acknowledge more of what he wanted. And he said, well, it's the first time I ever said this out loud. And why was he hesitant to say out loud what he wanted? Well, it meant he needed to take way more responsibility than he has been doing before. So sharing what you want and being truthful with what you want, even to yourself, is not always a fun thing because you start to see the next relevant focus you need to take on. And for him, it would be to step into a much bigger responsibility in his professional life if he was to accomplish what he wanted. So, but it was a lovely conversation, and he's now left with a choice to either commit to the future that is aligned with what he wants or say, no, thank you. I want that, but I'm not willing to do the work it takes. I'm not willing to take on the relevant focus needed to accomplish those results. And that's absolutely cool too. Then stop and ask yourself, well, if I don't want all of that, then what could I take on that I want all of? The right level of leadership, the right level of accountability, the right level of causing conflict with other people's interests potentially. Focus on what you want before you start taking action. Don't try to move away from things. Let what you want reach back into this moment and pull you into the future. That's a much more inspired way to live. Then you are aligned with your inner wisdom and your desires when you move forward, versus moving away from something unwanted you have in your present reality. Hope this was useful. Stop, reflect, tell the truth about where you are, and then leap to the truth of where you would want to be, and let that clarity reach back to you from the future and pull you forward onto a path that leads you to what you want. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.